Anal Lovers 4-Pack, Books 33-36. Anal Sex Erotica, First Time Anal Erotica Collection. Written by Kemi Welsh. Narrated by Tallulah Rouge.
The Bidet Salesman, Anal Lovers 33. "Are you okay?" I asked Mr. Davenport as he sat at the dining room table, his head in his hands.
I don't know," he said, leaning back and looking at me. I'd never seen him so stressed before in my life. It seemed as though it was adding years to his 45-year-old face.
"What is it?"
"This new job," he said. "I've never had a problem selling before now, but I don't know. I just don't know what direction to go in with this."
"It's bidets, isn't it?" He nodded. "So what are you thinking?"
"Maybe I need to get cute with it, not take it so seriously, you know."
"It's for cleaning your ass, right? I don't think anyone's taking that seriously."
"They should."
I started to laugh. "I suppose you're nailing the basics of loving the product you're selling."
"I've got an idea,"
he said.
"You're okay being my guinea pig?"
"That depends."
"I just want you to listen to my pitch,"
he clarified. "Then yes, I can do that."
"Awesome. Thanks, Carla. I'll have it ready for later if you're around."
"I don't have work today. Good luck," I offered. He was straight to it before I even left the room. I couldn't help but smile. In my year living with him, I'd never known him to fail, and this bidet company had really paid a hefty fee to secure his services. He was a salesman through and through, and there was nothing he couldn't pitch. I believed in him. I stood upstairs later that day, staring at the bidet that Mr. Davenport had installed in the bathroom. It was an unsightly-looking thing, all right, and I wasn't exactly keen on jumping on top of the thing. I barely even knew how you were supposed to use it. Wasn't toilet paper good enough? Apparently not, I'd later discover.
"Carla,"
I heard him call up the stairs later.
"You got 10 minutes?
I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of excited. Mr. Davenport was a master of his craft, and it was cool to look behind the curtain like this. I could learn a lot from him, and he was also fun as hell to be around, usually. He'd rented out his room cheaply, as he thought having a younger influence would be good for his life balance. I was the happy recipient of his maverick ways. "I'll be right down," I called. I hadn't got out of my sweatpants all day. I was off work and content to lounge my time away. A sales pitch from Mr. Davenport about bidets was the highlight of my day so far, but things were about to get much more interesting. "Right," I said, sitting at the dining room table. "Lay it on me." He cracked his knuckles and stood up.
"What if I told you I could save you money and all you had to do was be cleaner?"
I tilted my head. "Go on."
"ClearStart bidets offer you a practical, hygienic solution to all of your toilet paper worries."
"Toilet paper worries? Who's worrying about—"
"Have the cleanest tush around by practicing good hygiene. Users of ClearStart bidets report a 50% increase in their sexual satisfaction."
"Is that true?"
"And it's all down to the cleanliness of the unholiest of holies. Make yours the best butt on the block with ClearStart and start enjoying better sex today."
He stood there with a beaming smile on his face, as though he'd just made the greatest presentation mankind has ever seen. "Sex sells, I suppose. Is that it?"
"What do you think?"
"Is that sex stuff true?"
"Has to be,"
he said.
"With a clean butt, your sexual potential is practically doubled."
"Doubled?"
"Of course,"
he said, as though it was obvious.
"Suddenly there's no cleanliness barrier to the naughtier way to enjoy sex."
"Mr. Davenport."
"What?"
he shrugged.
"It's perfectly natural, Carla."
"It is not." He swiped his hand at me.
"Ah, you're young. You don't get it."
"I get it. I just don't see the appeal."
"Then you don't get it,"
he said.
"ClearStart bidets make your ass so clean you can eat it."
That's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?